Into the microphone.
Word. That was such a great beginning. You guys have already done your sound test, but go ahead and fun time. Can you give me a sound test?
Do you want me to say what I'm going to say? Because
say what you're going to say because I hit record like 14 seconds ago.
Oh, okay. Even a broken clock is right twice a day.
Nice. Yeah.
Suck a dick.
All right. Who's next? Me? Yeah. Okay, that's mine. Go ahead.
Me. I want to go to In-N-Out.
I'll have what she's having.
Yeah. Who did that? What's his name? When Harry Met Sally. There you go. Oh, I'm supposed to do the intro. Yeah. Hey, do you guys... I've had a lot to drink. Bass guitars. Without bass guitars, the world would be boring. And I know we're not supposed to be doing advertisements right now, but I want to pimp bass guitars. Because bass guitars are... Here, listen to this one. Okay, you couldn't hear because I don't have the volume up. JBC. Probably out of 111 episodes, the worst... Oh, shit. Sorry, Joe. I stamped all over your...
Welcome to Just Be Cousins. My name is Joe Neal. This is my brother from another mother but the same grandmother, Jason Mark. And with us, we have my wife, LP. Say hello, honey.
Hello.
And of course, Fun Time Shags.
Oh, hey there.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Sorry.
So that was our best attempt at an intro.
Well, right. I'm so unprepared and drunk. You know what's great about being inebriated is that you think you can do shit and then you can't, which is why I'm pretty sure no porn star is inebriated. Well, the men aren't. I mean, the women might be. I don't know if they need to be, but I was going to make some comment about how this is show number 111, and that's three ones, and that's kind of like three penises standing up, right? And this is the porn episode part two, and so that in Roman numerals, that's another two penises. So this is like a straight up penis episode. But then again, on the other hand,
gangbang episode.
Yeah, there you go. On the other hand,
triple cocks, straight up.
And it's like on the other hand, in terms of like porn is for masturbation, and so you maybe want to use your other hand. That's appropriate, but the actual other hand, women aren't penises, and so it's like, what about the women's perspective on porn? So in that respect, these five dicks, because 3 for 111 and 2 for Roman numeral two, don't have anything to do with it, and we're going to get their opinion. I was going to say all that, but then I want to talk about bass guitars, because, you know, but then again, yeah, but Seinfeld kind of ruined a bass guitar for porn, because if people make a bass guitar episode, they think about the beginning of Seinfeld and like bounce, 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 bounce. So
that's true. It's now porn and Seinfeld when somebody goes, bam, 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 bam.
Yeah.
It's like, are you talking about Seinfeld or fucking?
I've actually seen a porn where at the end they didn't pull out and the girl was like, oh, you didn't pull out. And then the guy was like, bang, 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 bang. That's it. Bang, 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 Seinfeld.
Very Seinfeld reference there.
Yeah.
I think otherwise, Seinfeld is one of the least porn sitcoms. Like, you go on Pornhub or Red Porn or Red Tube or Porn Tube or Horn Pub or whatever it's called, and you're like, I want to see a parody. Let me see that. What's that one with the nerds on it? They're really smart, and there's one chick who's not smart. She's good looking, though. It's like a terrible crash.
Oh, the television show.
Yeah, what's the
Big Bang.
The Big Bang.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Bang.
I want to see a Big Bang porn parody. It's like,
we
can serve that up. But the Seinfeld porn parody is just like, this is stupid. Like,
I don't know. You should hear the way my husband talks about Elaine. So I bet he would watch it. Don't you think? Would you watch it?
Sean's like obsessed with Veep. So
there you go. Yeah.
I think you guys are on the same boat.
Well,
there.
So here we go.
He's got a crush.
I don't want to get. Well, I don't want to get the politics of porn, but we're talking about the one female character on Seinfeld, and turns out she's the one who's pornable. Is that sexist? Let's get the female's point of view.
I would definitely watch a porn with Elaine and Jerry, for sure.
Okay.
Do you really want to see Costanza's junk?
No. No. No.
But in a sick, twisted way, yeah.
But what's that one?
It's like the girl thing where you like guess what their dick looks like. I think most of the time I've been right. I don't know, Shags, do you think most of the time you've been right?
Yeah, well, because as soon as they open their mouth, you know what you're dealing with.
Yeah. Wow, that's really intuitive.
Not only that, but like the body type and then how they act, right?
Mm-hmm.
I know the age old, like, oh, look at his hands, but I think it has more to do with the width of the fingers than like the length of the fingers, I will say that.
So, babe, the first time you talked to me, could you tell that I had a fucking gargantuan honker?
Yes.
Okay.
That's why we're together, babe.
Good answer. Hey, it's not how big it is. It's how much money you have, because fuck it. Sex is just for a few minutes, but money is forever.
That's right.
Yeah.
I agree.
And porn stars make a lot of money, don't they?
We did want the female perspective here, and we've already heard a little of it. Money is very important,
though.
Perhaps.
Here's
more
the thing,
important
Joe.
Than cock.
I do have a question about male masturbation, though. And you kind of referred to it a few minutes ago, Jason. Mm-hmm. When guys are whacking off, do they really like sit on their hand so it's numb?
Okay, so...
You never heard that, Shaggy's? Where, like, you know, the numb hand?
So for clarity, Jason didn't talk about that just a second ago, did you, Jason?
Yeah, I brought
it
up.
You went
I did.
Deep into it.
He mentioned the other hand.
I mentioned the other hand.
So, right. I've heard, you know, if you sit on your hand or whatever, it numbs your hand out and then it doesn't feel like you. I don't know.
There's a name for that.
Oh, my God, that's genius.
It's called the stranger.
The stranger.
Yeah. Right.
I was thinking it was called, like, the ghost or the sleeper.
The ghost. The Casper.
Yeah.
The Casper.
So, does that work?
I think it does.
Never tried it.
But I think most guys are just, they're like, what with porn being so available now, they don't bother. It's like, yeah, you can do that if you have nothing else to be inventive about, but let's face it, there's so many different varieties of weird ass porn, and if nothing else, Laura introduced us to a super awesome variety several episodes ago when she said, hey, Google gummy worm ass porn, and we did, and we were like, wow, so I don't need to sit on my hand, I don't even need to touch myself, I'm just watching this going, I'm so fulfilled.
And then Laura came, like, barged in to the garage where we're recording, the studio, and she had this footage of this woman pooping like a handful of gummy worms, and she somehow, I don't know how she did this with the footage, but she had it like rewind and then fast forward and rewind and fast forward, so the gummy worms were like
going
squirting
back in
and out of the woman's butt, and I almost fucking puked on computer.
It wasn't like a couple, like it was a good two fists wide thing of gummy worms.
It was multicolored. It was beautiful.
Oh, did you see it? Did you look it up?
Oh, hell yeah. What the fuck you think?
Oh,
taste the rainbow.
Here's the thing about,
like,
that.
Was it worse than two girls, one cup? Or is this like...
To me, it was.
No,
it wasn't.
Worse, no. Okay.
Because
yes, look, it was. There's for me, it was. It was, I don't know. I'm still kind of trying to process that trauma.
Sounds like
everyone's seen that two girls, one cup thing,
I have.
Did someone force you or like surprise you?
I was forced. I was in Ocean Beach with Sean and his roommates when we first met, and they made me watch it, and it was fucking horrifying. I don't think I made it through the whole thing. I don't remember.
Did they record your response? Because
no,
apparently what was
the
more
shock videos, I know. They didn't record my reaction. I wish they did.
Because I've seen more reactions to that video than
the actual video.
Yeah, than footage of the actual video.
I think I made it as far as when they started kissing and it was like smushing out the sides of their mouth.
God.
Didn't it come out that it wasn't real, though? It wasn't real shit.
You know, you guys are making me really hot here. I need to calm down.
I mean, sorry.
So I think you guys have brought up an interesting point, and it's something to actually explore, in as much as porn is something that it's like there's just your basic, like, there's a dude and there's a woman, and a part of him goes inside her and they moan and then camera's off. But then it also has to push boundaries, and I want to ask why. Why is it that we've got to have a midget and a nun, and he's got a horsetail anal plug up his backside, and she's singing in like Maltese or something? I mean, why do we have to go all these different weird, crazy directions? Is that
Well, and why is that the fifth time you've brought that scenario up on this podcast?
It's either incest or like horse butt plugs with you, Jason.
It is.
No, it's specifically midget nun porn where the midget has a horsetail butt plug.
If I had
a midget have the butt plug?
Or is it a fidget spinner butt plug? Like, what
is
it?
Midget spinner.
Well, okay, so why is it that we have to go, not have to, like, I'm complaining, I'm not, I'm lauding it, but what is it about human nature that we go in that direction? I mean, it's like, we break the taboo. Hey, you get to watch people fucking. It's like, we need a new taboo. Is Two Girls, One Cup just another example of, let's see how far we can take it before people can't go anymore, they can find their boundaries? What's the deal?
I think most people are interested in, like, weird, freaky, deaky sex, and maybe they never do it in their real life, so they're interested in seeing it for some reason. I don't know.
You mean the freaky deaky part they don't ever get to do, so they kind of explore that.
But like, what about the people that do, like the people who like dress up as like furries and like the fetishes really are fascinating. Them? Like, I don't, apparently they do. Like, there's conventions for them. Like,
that's reality.
There's people that are living this life, like not behind, you know, the computer screen. So yeah, I agree. I think it's fascinating. It's weird.
I think for some people it's an addiction process. So like heroin addicts, they build tolerance to heroin. Like they're chasing the dragon. So like some people are watching porn and it's like, okay, well now I'm moving on to doggy style. Now I'm moving on to butt sex. Now I've built up a tolerance to that. And oh, whoa, there's a midget doing butt sex. There's a midget doing butt sex to a nun. Oh my then God. There's a midget doing butt sex to a nun, and they both got horsetail butt plugs. And it just keeps going and going. I don't think people die from this like they do with heroin addiction. Well, but it gets pretty rough.
But there's a demand.
Yeah. Well. And I think people like, I mean, we've all been sitting on fucking YouTube and we go down this crazy rabbit hole and all of a sudden you're watching like, you know, people getting bit in the face by snakes like 3 hours later. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think people also sit and just click and click and then, you know, oh, this is weird. I'm just going to watch this, you know, and if there's people out there who click on it, then they're going to make crazier and crazier shit.
Yeah.
I think you're right. Fascination.
I feel
bad for kids nowadays, though, because, I mean, that's where they start.
Let me defend that. Let me throw some more Taco Bell manager wisdom at you, just like Joe did. I think it has something to do with, and I agree with everything everybody said, I think something to do with the fact that, especially in America, sex is supposed to be taboo, right? You can't disassociate intercourse and tabooness. It's part of our cultural identity. And so when a particular sexual act is no longer taboo, like looking at boobies, or seeing a vagina, or two people in a missionary position, it's like, that's too tame, that's not taboo to me anymore, and therefore it's not sexual. In order for it to be sexual, it has to be shameful. So I need you guys to take it to the next level, whatever that involves, midgets, or horsetail.
Why the shame, though?
And it just keeps going up and up and up, and we try to push it, because there's some people whose fetish is, you know, the extreme. Like, and I think in real life, not every, but 99% of men are like, as long as I can stick it somewhere and I have an orgasm, I'm fine. I don't care if it's her vagina, her asshole, her armpit, her eyeball. I don't know. I don't care. Just let me do it. And 99% of the time, the woman's like, well, the vagina then. Why would I let you put it in my eyeball? And then he comes and he falls asleep and everybody's happy. Well, she's not happy, but, you know, that's America.
But I would say you're right. World, and you brought this up on the last porn episode. Well, less and less falls out of the kind of forbidden zone.
What about like, though? So Europe is supposed to be a little bit more liberal with sexuality, right?
Yeah.
I think, isn't German porn supposed to be some of like the craziest, most terrible, well, terrible, but just most taboo, crazy porn?
They do like their poop porn, don't they? Yes, they do.
Is that a thing?
Shiza porn?
Yeah,
Shizahoff porn. Mm-hmm. But they're getting paid so much money to do it.
They?
So, like, of course they are. Of course they are. They're getting paid.
I think
the more taboo it is. But now you guys have to, like, start thinking it's not just, like, porn anymore. Now there's, like, cam girls. So you can, like, pay for this, like, in real time. Like, the industry has just expanded so much, and people are willing to do so much more when, like, I actually know a cam girl, so
Oh, really?
She was explaining it to me. And she was like, you know, you see the money come into your account right away. Like, so someone will ask you to do something. And if you think, I'm never going to like pee in a cup or anything, I'm never going to do that. And then you see someone give you this bid. Well, you're peeing in a cup the next thing, you know, yeah. She's very like it, but it's all about the money too. You know, you have to, I mean, how else can people make that amount of money in that quick of time unless they're selling drugs or stripping. Like, yeah.
Yeah,
so.
I think
so
that's a really good point.
Progression into, you know, more and more kind of taboo shit from the viewer's side. They're also from the performer's side where they're like, well, okay, can keep doing crazier and crazier and shit and get paid more and more money.
Well, there
I
you
mean,
go.
That's the most basic thing you can do, though, the cam girl thing. Isn't that super popular? That's not even having sex, right?
No,
right.
No, you're just people are paying like a viewership, like a fee, like you know, $5 a month, $5 a show, like whatever it is, and you just sit there and sometimes you're just sitting there talking back to them and not doing anything, but you are getting paid for the amount of time that these people stay on your page because their credit card info is already plugged in. So the longer you keep them on, the more money you make. Yeah, I watched her.
I understand that.
I met her at her job and I watched her quit because there was no reason for her to be there anymore.
Well, definitely it's not any different than a strip club. Well, it's different, obviously, but in the respect of like, you a person goes to a strip club, they've got a fistful of ones, and the stripper gets up there, and you know they just keep doling out the money a little bit at a time instead of one lump sum. And I think,
man,
that,
but then you miss out on the buffet, man.
It's true.
Isn't that why people go for the buffet?
The buffet.
Buffet at a strip
Larry Flint's
club?
Buffet is the best. What? You've never had a buffet at a strip club?
No.
Come on,
you guys,
now, that's a thing. Buffet at a strip club, right?
I don't think you know what you're talking about.
I don't know. I've only been to strip clubs in Vegas.
Guys, there's
okay, but yeah, there's got to be them there, right?
I don't think there was one at the one I went to, but
well, there you go, Joe.
That's a fucking thing.
Here's how you can differentiate: start a cam soda or whatever cam girl thing, except that you also include pizza delivery. It's like, hey, for every $8 you give a girl to touch her love button, we'll send you a slice, and when you get a whole slice served up, we'll send you the whole goddamn pizza. And people would
do they have dude cams?
Probably.
Where, like, dudes just jack off.
Well, I
yeah, it's gotta
be. Looked.
Well, I imagine there is, and that's a very interesting point. And there's a lot of things to bring up here, but I didn't want to get the angle of like we know that guys like to watch people having sex. Straight guys like to have people watching sex. Straight guys like to watch women having sex, and straight women, more or less, you guys can tell me if I'm wrong, like to watch straight people having sex, a man and a woman. And I'm thinking the lesbian porn thing for women is not taboo. But do women like to watch two guys going at it? Or is that just a gay guy thing? Is that their only audience?
I mean, I've seen, like, threesomes where the guys make out, but I don't, right. And I wouldn't, like, look up gay porn. Like, okay. That wouldn't turn me on. But.
So it's not that women are so into guys as like sexual objects that watching two of them cornhole each other is in any way evocative, right?
Yeah, not for me, but yeah. I don't know. Maybe.
Well, you speak for all women, so unfortunately.
Oh, yes. Oh.
Shags, do you watch gay dude porn?
Every day.
Wait, Shags, do you watch porn at all?
Of course. Doesn't everybody?
Suck a
like,
dick.
I mean.
Suck a dick.
I mean, do it.
Suck a dick. Suck a dick.
I think it's more taboo for women to say that they watch porn. You know what I mean? Like,
oh,
they're not 100%.
They're not supposed to say that they do. But because, I mean, everybody has. Yeah. Like, you're a fucking liar if you say you don't, like, or you didn't, or you know, come on. But yeah, no, I think it's more fascinating for sure. Like, it's like, I'll watch it, but it doesn't get me going. That's for sure.
I'm not homophobic, but. You know, even a scene of gay porn, like it's tough to watch for me. I don't think that's homophobia. I think it's just
no, it is. But that's fine.
It's a visceral response.
Well, you're just not attracted to it,
right?
Yeah, you're not turned on by it.
What about group sex where there's like multiple dudes? Like, is that like a gross thing? Or
I've never myself personally. If there's a scene where it's like two guys. Or multiple going in all the orifices they can. I've never found that compelling. I usually switch off or fast forward or whatever the particular thing is. It's just, and it might be because I don't like the idea of I'm not trying to be a white knight here. I just don't like the idea of a woman being subjugated to the sexual experience. I'm the opposite, like that when the man is. But it, I always feel like when like two dudes are spit roasting a woman, I'm just like, it's not my thing.
Spit roasting. Yeah. Oh Lord.
Now, I gotta say one of the I think maybe the least kind of arousing type of porn is gangbang porn. Like, you know, there's those girls that try to fuck as many guys as they can in a row. And like I just that grosses me out. And there's like there's a line of dudes. There's like a guy with a gorilla mask, like trying to keep hard, like jacking off in the background. Yeah. It's like, geez,
that makes me sad too. That makes me sad. Yeah,
I appreciate the for want of over athleticism of it. I mean, if a particular pornography performer says I'm going to fuck 75 guys, I'm like, and it's her idea and she's getting paid, and these guys are like, okay, we'll help. I think that's like,
some women like
75
it.
Is nothing.
Yeah, I think that.
You know what the record is?
What is it?
Well, I think it's over 500.
No.
Oh, come
one
on.
Day?
Mm-hmm. That's a lot of fucking gorilla masks and floppy dicks being jerked.
Yeah, for the guy. I mean, she probably came four times and she's done, right? And she's just like, I'm just a
think about how many times during that process she was completely disgusted by sex itself.
Well, that's
and like
just
probably
it, though.
Never wanted to fuck again. Is that just my speculation?
I think that.
I mean, are you going deep in the psyche of the porn star?
Let's not do that.
It's just gotta be too much, right? I don't look. I can't speak for women, but that just seems like
Go ahead. I was gonna say I watched a video of a guy who was punching a mat, and the mat was electronically calibrated so it would count each punch, and he was trying to see how many times he could punch it in like 5 minutes or something like that, right? Going for a world record, which on the one hand is completely useless. It does not further the human condition in any respect whatsoever. But on the other hand, it's kind of impressive. If he can like hit it so fast for that long, and then that's something no one else can do. And watching his face, he was clearly in physical agony, but there was something in him that let him push him through.
Oh,
and
drugs. You know those guys are popping pills for
He could. He definitely could have been doing drugs. But I don't see why that has to be venerated, where a woman who has sex with 500 guys, I mean, she's definitely not enjoying it, but she's doing something no one else has ever done. And I think that, too, should be like a matter of like, wow, I am impressed. You definitely have some sort of like character, some sort of willpower that I don't possess.
It's a difficult achievement.
Yeah.
I think some women like that shit. And I think it has something to do with, like you mentioned earlier, the shame. Like there's some weird, like they need to feel subjugated and for some reason, you know what I mean? I don't know.
Well, maybe, perhaps. I mean, and, I mean, I think world records are for the, I don't know what, does she go to parties and say, hey, everybody, how's it going? Yeah, Trump sucks, but did you know I fucked 500 guys? It took 8 hours, but I did it. I don't know. I mean, is that something she does.
For sure she was a porn star, so for sure she's like got some fucking medal on her.
No, I think that they use it as like something on their resume to promote their career. For
sure. I say more.
All right, so honestly, here we go. Laura found it.
I've got some trivia here.
Okay.
World's biggest gangbang. Yeah. 919 guys in the same day.
Oh my God.
Lisa Sparks with 3 X's.
Hey, so I'm serious as a heart attack. I'm not making this up. If somebody told me, hey, you can pick from 2 people who are going to go through hardcore marine training and become a badass ninja, who would you pick? Random asshole or Lisa Sparks? I'm like, I'm picking Lisa. She's got the gumption. She doesn't give up. I mean, at number 850, you're like, I'm done, guys. I'm done. My badge is basically the Lincoln Tunnel here. So let's just done.
There's a certain spark about her.
Yeah, she's got work ethic. And, you know, that's funny because Jason's like, oh, you know, 75 guys. Like, that's fucking, that's nothing. Jason, you could fuck 75 guys in hours.
Well, just think, how many minutes are in a day?
Well,
oh my God, I love you, Laura. I was like, literally just thinking about how long do they record? Like, do they have a time limit?
So they just like stuck it in, and then it's like next. Like, she's definitely not fucking these guys.
She's fucking all of them. But what is that?
Way.
What is the definition of a fuck? I think the penis must go into the vagina at least once, and then maybe she yells next, and she just, you know, keeps them going. They don't all have to come, do they?
Yeah,
oh,
they
for
do.
For fuck's sake.
Here's the thing, though.
That's fucking, right?
We can talk about how that is like a woman had sex with 900 guys. She's a quote unquote slut, and there's something to be. We're supposed to judge her, but think about it. If you're guy number 900, and you're gonna stick your dick where 899 guys other did, and you somehow achieve ejaculation anyway. I mean, come on. Why are we judging her? Let's judge that. I mean, not that we should judge any of them.
I'm not judging her. I'm just, it sounds really hard.
Yeah, it's difficult. I couldn't do it. You couldn't. Nobody I know could do it.
That's a new dick every 1.4 minutes.
Right.
Just doing the math.
But, like, I mean, I actually, I know you guys are going to be like, oh, you know so many people. I've known a few people who have done porn. I've known, like, a actual porn star. And, like, they're, like, pretty well-rounded people. Like, they're really nice. And, like, I mean, there's, like, they're really no different than me or you, except for their occupation is a little bit different. But what I always wanted to ask was, like, okay, in the beginning, like, when they're, like, meeting each other, you know? Like, do they, like, go up to each other and say, like, hey, how are you? Nice to meet you. Do you have anything, like, a Z-Pack won't kill? My name's, like, Barbara.
I'm like, sure they have.
How does it go? Like, right, I know they do, but, like, do you think they, like, how do you think, like, the meet and greet goes? Like, that's what I found, like, wow. Like, I wonder what goes on.
Well, I bet it's easy for them. I honestly do. I think you have to be a type of person who is like, I don't know, just doesn't care. You know what
Someone
I mean?
Someone who's ready to fuck.
Yeah. and doesn't fucking care.
I think
most porn stars are fucking, you know, relatively attractive people. Yeah. So, you know, they're
Except
in it for
Ron
a reason.
Jeremy.
Oh, my God. Would you fuck Ron Jeremy?
Oh. I mean,
I'll take that as a no, Shags.
Maybe back in the day when he was young and stuff, but no, I'm not saying me. No. I don't know. Maybe it would. I think you brought up a really good point, Laura, and something I definitely wanted to talk about in terms of like the human part of pornography is that, I mean, Shags is right. I don't see why anybody could judge them for their profession and call them somehow flawed people. We do know that people go through daunting circumstances which lead them to this kind of lifestyle. That definitely happens. But it doesn't have to happen, nor does that past need to define who they are as people now. I mentioned this on a previous podcast.
Some people are just sexual athletes.
Yeah.
Some people are just fuck machines.
Or I'd like to say, some people just wake up one day and realize, you know what? Fuck it. It's just sex. Who cares? Why should I let society take their fucked up definition of something that everybody wants to do? And
that's
shame
the thing.
For
we
it.
Should have appreciation for the porn
Amen.
Industry.
Absolutely.
Not, you know what I mean?
Amen,
Everybody
brother.
Watches it, and it's important to all of us. Damn it. We should be thankful to these people.
Absolutely.
I think that they've gotten a bad rap. I don't think it's so bad so much anymore. But, I mean, yeah, they are just normal people. But you have to be a certain type of person to just not give a fuck and know that, you know, there's a bunch of people watching you do the most intimate, you know, thing. But they probably get off on that, you know, like people are whacking it at home to me having sex with some super hot person, you know?
Yeah.
Well, and I think for some people it's because sex can be so tied into emotion that it may, you know, for some of these people probably gets like confusing and maybe difficult emotionally. But, you know, again,
I think it's just
no judgment. I think it's for porn star to porn star. I think there's varied experiences with
there is different is. And we're talking about. Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
I bet they think it's like just a job. I would worry that like in your own private life, it wouldn't mean it any, you know, as much anymore, which sucks. Like the coolest thing in the world is now kind of ruined and it's like a fucking job. So do you think they have a problem having sex in their normal lives?
I think that that some of them absolutely do, but I think some of them have discovered, and maybe I'm putting a little bit of a shine on this, but I've discovered that the in-out, which is what porn usually ends up being, is the in-out, is not the best part of sex. And it's like, I don't have to put on the movie screen the things that I do with the person I'm in love with, which involves a lot of foreplay and vulnerability and sharing of emotion. I don't do any of that on screen. All I got to do is open it up, let somebody go in there for a little while, and then, you know, cash my check. And
yeah,
maybe in that sense, they are wiser than... And again, I'm putting a shine on it, but maybe in that sense, they're wiser than the rest of us, because, well, at least guys, we're just like, I just want to fuck some... And the porn stars are like, hey, you know what? I actually have a better sex life because I know that I don't have to just orgasm. You know what I mean? I mean, that's rationalization, but that's a thought.
I think that burden falls on their significant other if they have one, you know?
That's a good
and that's
point.
Like a whole nother dynamic, which I've seen. And like, you have to be a strong ass man to know that your chick does porn, but she loves you and comes home to you at night.
Yeah.
Like, that's like a, you know, like you've got to, there's something to be said about that, but then, you know.
Or like dating a stripper, you know, they're like.
Yeah. Yeah, but you know, you either deal with it or you don't. Like,
I wouldn't be able to deal with that.
It's a complicated dynamic, but absolutely. It's not impossible to navigate.
Would you guys have a problem with that? Like dating someone who's a porn star, or you've dated a stripper, right, Joey?
I was dating. I'm going to go ahead and say this. I've dated strippers before, and for a little while, I was dating a porn actress.
Nice.
Was sex weird?
Yeah.
Did you feel
again,
like she was acting?
No. But
how are you
I got to tell you, I was super fascinated that was her job and that I was involved sexually with her. I was like, whoa, it was surreal.
I bet.
I couldn't have like moved forward with a long-term relationship in that situation. I could. There's no fucking way I could. Handle yeah. that. How would you feel if I were a porn star, honey, in our marriage?
Like right now, or today? You did it in the past?
No, like
how I jumped in. I'm like, Laura, like today. Yeah. Like, what are you talking?
Yeah. Today, if I were a porn star instead of a Taco Bell manager.
Well, I don't know. You're dealing with a lot of tacos right now, so. I would have a problem with it. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
But I'm more of like a jealous person when it comes to like sexual stuff, you know? It's like, it's only for me.
Same.
You know?
Same. Yeah. Same girl.
Well, you know,
no
if we,
fucking way.
If we're going to be stereotypical and go back to like the very roots of human sexuality, a man is driven by spreading his seed around as many people as possible to ensure that his DNA gets replicated, right? And a woman totally. Is dedicated to making sure that the DNA that she's replicating, because it takes a long time, 9 months, right, is
right.
the best DNA on the block. And so she doesn't want it just to be jumping around all over the place. She wants, like, hey, you stay here, you protect this baby, and all that good stuff, right? That's super stereotypical. I know we've gone well past that. But I think it does make sense that, you know, with that perspective, men are like, I'm going to watch a lot of porn and jerk off to everything, whereas a woman's like,
Women are more discerning, and there's like a biological setup for that. You mean like an evolutionary setup for that?
Well, there's an evolutionary, you know, propensity for women to, you know, want to pick the best mate.
Yeah,
that's
you know, I don't know so much about sticking around after, but
well, that's on a very basic level, and I don't think any single human being should be pigeonholed into that. I want to make my caveats clear here. I don't think that a woman should be defined by anybody should be defined by a stereotype, but it makes sense to me that Laura would say, look, Joe, I don't want you going and sticking your business in other people's business because I don't want you to suddenly decide you're going to take responsibility for what happens when you stick it in there. I want you to take responsibility for when you stick it in here. And it's interesting, Laura, because that's what I also myself said to Joe when we started this podcast. I was like, look, if you do another podcast, I'm going to consider it cheating. I'm the only one that you fuck around with. And so far, so good. So
Jealous.
You know, Jason called in sick 1 week, and I was considering trying to have a guest host do this show.
He talked about
without
it.
Without Jason.
Yeah.
And
such a fucked up move.
And one of the reasons why I didn't do it is because I felt like I was cheating on him.
Yeah.
He was walking around the house, like, with his head down, just... full of shame for
ringing
a good hour.
Cut
a
bitch.
Yeah.
Cut
yeah.
a bitch now.
So
I think Jason's crying. No.
I am. So
what about you, Jason, though? What if your wife was like, you know, I mean, what's super popular now? What's it called? The polyamory?
Polyamory, yes. Yeah.
So you're with you know, you have a main relationship and you're with this person, I guess emotionally we can say, but you also go out and have flings.
Yeah. So I think, okay, there is a difference between polyamory and porn, right? So like, could I be in a polyamory? I don't know the word is. Relationship? Absolutely not.
Polyamorous? No.
Polyamorous?
Thank you. That's an actually good word. No.
Because of you or because you wouldn't want her doing that?
I could neither enjoy myself with someone else because I'd be thinking about my one, nor could I be comfortable with her doing it. But could I date a porn star? I think I could get my head around it. Now, I don't think I could be comfortable with my current wife becoming a porn star because that would be like a complete change of character. But if I was dating somebody and they're like, you know, I fuck a lot of guys. I'm like, hey, you be you. I can't change you. I can't ask you to change this for me. I think I could handle it. I say that, but, you know, actually make it happen and then we'll talk. But, yeah, I think it'd be okay because, you know, I'm old enough now that I know that people are more than just their parts, I guess. And some people have truly excellent parts. And the truth of the matter is if you have access to those parts – don't fuck it up. Don't.
Yeah. See, that's the thing. Like, I don't give a rat's ass about how many people, you know, when I was dating, how many people that person had sex with. But there's something about that that makes you kind of scared because, you know, obviously the more people you have sex with, the more chances you have to be exposed to, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Something a Z-pack won't kill.
Right. Yeah. Which, whew, that would really suck.
And I think that, and not to put a cap on the conversation artificially, but we are at minute 36. I think women have to be more careful about that than men because women are more susceptible to the transmission of those things, which is, in my opinion, that's why women should be in charge of everything because they have more to, right? In terms of like, it's just the basically getting pregnant. That's not going to happen to a guy. It's going to happen to a woman. And a lot of the diseases, it's more difficult for the man to get than it is for the woman. And therefore, right. I totally get what you're saying. People are like, oh, crap, that woman's a slut. I don't want to get a disease from her. Hey, fuck you, dude. You have more of a chance of giving her something than she does you. So why don't you go back to your fucking nun-midget anal horsewhip porn?
Yes. Yeah.
Let her be her.
I mean, how many people makes you a slut, though?
None. Zero. When a man... I don't know about women, but when a man uses the word slut, he's describing himself. He's saying, hey, everybody, I'm an intolerant asshole, and you should think I'm stupid, because that's what he's saying when he uses the word slut. Now, that's a whole different podcast.
Right. I'd love to have me and Laura on that podcast.
Yeah, we should definitely do that. But
insecurity.
Yeah,
we're talking about you.
If you're going to use the word literally, there is no such thing as a slut. Anyway, let's move on. Because I'm going to be less funny. We're at minute 38. Joe, you have like 85 different things you wanted to play for us. Yeah,
a lot of them are very brief and just okay. To make us giggle.
Hey, just like sex. Boom, hey! You said brief. I said just like sex. Anyway.
Oh, very good, very good. Yeah. Is there any Larco? Is there any ads?
No, no. Okay. No.
I've got an ad.
Okay.
If you want to play my intro, I'll do an ad real quick. I got the copy. In-N-Out Burger. Great burgers, great fries, and a great nickname for my dick in your ass.
Did he say ass at the end of that little?
I don't know. Yeah, I think he did ass. Anyway, so we took care of that.
Okay, let's do that. Hey, real quick before I forget, can I tell a porn anecdote? I would love to hear your porn anecdotes as well, all three of you.
Laura just left the studio.
Okay.
Hopefully she'll be back. But yeah, I would love to hear a porn anecdote.
Because I meant to tell this on the last episode, but I forgot to. So I'm watching this. This porn, it's and I'm going to give all the details because in terms of like how porn is classified, these details are relevant. But in normal society, they're not, right? If I say, hey, did you see that guy buy that book? What guy? That black guy. You don't need to say he's black. You just describe something else. It's not necessary. But in this particular porn, it was two young black girls and a milfy white woman, right? And the conceit of the scene was that this woman was teaching feminism to these two students, and she was telling them that this is why men are not necessary to be a fully actualized, fulfilled human being, which led to them all fucking each other, right? That's totally fine. Mm-hmm. So it's two young black women, one older white woman. And then this is the best part. After they got done with this threesome, the director talked to them as, you know, the individual selves and said, hey, was this your first time doing a girl-girl scene? And one actress said, one of the younger ones, she said, this is my first time doing a girl-girl-girl scene. The director turned to the older woman and said, what was your first girl-girl scene? And she said, I did a scene with this famous porn actress in 1992. And then the young woman said, oh, snap, I was born in 1993. And I got to tell you, that exchange was so much more satisfying than the orgasm I had had roughly 8 minutes before, because it was just so fascinating. The older white woman was like, oh my God, I can't believe how old I am. And she walked off. The younger black woman said, no, you're not old. You have a beautiful pussy. And she kept talking about it for like the next 3 minutes, trying to convince this old woman. And it was just such a frank, honest exchange. I just loved it. And it's just something that I will always remember. And if I'm drunk enough, we'll bring up in parties, especially if my in-laws are there. Anyway, that was my porn anecdote. I just wanted
to bunch of coworkers getting to know each other, man.
Absolutely. Yeah. It was great. Yeah.
They're blind to age. If you're 18, welcome in.
Yeah.
Here we go.
This particular woman, she's like, oh, I'm old. I'm 23. And the other woman was like, yeah, I was doing porn before you were born. And just, you know, to cap it all off, she's right. That old lady, she did have a beautiful set of everythings. Her name is Julia Ann. She's very famous for her MILF porn. And
that's a thing we went into last time, is what type of porn do we like? And MILF is at the top of Jason's list. I think MILF porn's a big thing. And you were talking about stocking. I'm into all the same stuff.
Yeah,
turns out. I think there's a genetic predisposition in our family. Can we ask stockings, MILF? You even said glasses. Yeah,
I like the glasses too. Can we ask Shags if there's a particular one she goes to? Is like when you're ready to.
DJ Diggles. There's nothing like in particular, but I do want to thank you guys before this is over for introducing me to what nugget porn is.
Wow.
Because I just found out, and after listening to 30 minutes of the podcast last week, unfortunately, I wish I finished it, but that was I didn't know. Now I do.
Nugget porn for our listener who perhaps is masturbating. Can you explain what nugget porn is?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to let Shags do that, yeah.
Okay. Is it paraplegic people fucking, amputees fucking, nubs, no arms, no legs? Yeah. What a challenge. I don't know. Am I saying this right?
Yeah. I think that's great.
That's it?
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah. Sorry. Two human
troubles. You said that we talked about it on the podcast, but I don't remember.
Somebody said nugget porn?
No, I've never heard of it before today.
I took a bathroom break and I came back in, and Joey was yelling about nugget porn. Is that a thing?
And maybe I misunderstood, and I was like Googling frantically about like things that I didn't understand.
Shags just explained it. Apparently, it's like paraplegic porn and nub porn and stuff.
Nub porn. Yeah. Am I crazy? Was I hearing things? I'll have to go back into the first 30 minutes.
Well, you know.
I may have gotten it wrong. I don't know.
On the Valentine's Day episode, Ryan told a true story about how his first hand job was from a woman that had like three fingers on a tiny hand that kind of looked like a hoof.
One-eyed Wanda?
And Laura said, why didn't she use the other hand? Didn't she have a good hand? And he was like, well, I might have screamed, use the tiny hand.
Oh, no.
That's so awesome.
Of course he did.
Here's the thing,
though. Urban Dictionary says nugget porn is a myth, some might say. The holy grail of porn.
What?
In which one or both of the characters... Oh, no, sorry. I can read. someone is a nugget, which means they have no arms and legs.
Yes. Yeah.
But then it says borderline rape.
Well,
you know what? Urban Dictionary is such a piece of shit. Yeah.
This one says it's when a legless woman wears a potato sack with a hole cut out in the bottom. Okay. So it looks like you're fucking a chicken nugget.
Oh, my okay. God.
Well, I'll tell you
I
what.
I like that one better.
I'll tell you what. I like that one better. I want to move on to the other things Joe brought up, but I'll just say this. I do have limits. Like, when it comes to porn, I'm pretty open-minded. Like, I'll watch. I don't get off to everything, but I'll watch some stuff. When it comes to anything that's in the slightest coercive and or demeaning, I'm just like, I'm past. I know some people are into that. And if somebody's willing to be paid, I'm not going to tell them not to.
The whipping thing.
Choking, whipping, crying, shouting slut. There are people who are famous for it. There's some guy named, I don't remember his name, but his porns are all about, like, choking. It's not my cup of tea.
But you know, potato sack double amputee porn isn't necessarily demeaning, is it?
No, it's not necessarily. But
if you're doing it to make
the
person look like a nugget, then maybe. Yeah. But at least that person's getting fucked.
Is there
you
sauce?
Know?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, there you go.
There's going to be sauce.
If there's sauce, yeah. Yeah.
Well, I'd like to segue really quick.
Let's segue.
So, there's... At the end of the Valentine's Day episode, which it occurs to me now was actually our first porn episode.
It was like the porn
This is part
epilogue,
three.
Epilogue, yeah.
We were just yelling out weird things, and then Laura was typing them into Pornhub and then showing us and then telling us what came up. And so I have this clip where Laura found a porno. I think she typed in a stupid porn.
Oh, or, nice.
Here, play the clip. It's Laura finds a porno.
Okay, here we go.
She's like the MST3K. Porn, and the first video is mentally retarded bitch.
That's just wow.
Yeah, that's pretty rough stuff.
That B word.
I think it had like 15,000 watches or clicks or whatever. That's a lot.
And a lot of the titles on Pornhub are just terrible, awful, insulting things. And that's an example. But I also would like to say, I realized that might be a really good button. Jason, I don't know if you'll ever use that button, but I gave it to you in your box.
Mentally retarded bitch. Mentally retarded bitch.
Hey, Laura, what do you think of Ann Coulter?
Mentally retarded bitch.
Oh, really? What about that lady who's in charge, the White House press secretary? What's her name? I can't remember.
Mentally retarded bitch.
That's what it is. That's what it is. You know what? I think we should ask Shags what she should do.
After I see her, I always have to fucking bleach my eyes.
What does she need to do?
Suck a dick.
Oh, what? Say that one more time.
Suck a dick.
Okay.
Mentally retarded bitch. Well.
Oh, Jason, I knew you'd be able to run with that button. Good job, sir.
What's like the weirdest porn that either you clicked on or almost clicked on?
Jason. Talking to you, Shags.
Yeah.
Or Shags, whoever wants to answer that question.
I'm trying to think. Probably like the anime shit. Like fuck Lois.
Like 3D or cartoon?
No, like, oh my God, what is it called? Family Guy. Like, there was that. There's like
you ever seen the Legend of Overfiend?
What's that?
But I'm
Googling
it right now.
That was something one of my friends showed me when I was in high school, and it was like, I guess at the beginning of this whole mess. And anime has this thing where there's like demons with 1,000 cocks. And the prehensile, like, flaming cocks are all over the place and just plunging into vaginas.
There's a weird, like, tentacle porn thing it's Japanese, right?
Yeah.
Kind of a related, I think those are related fetish.
Is that called hentai form porn?
I think, anime porn is hentai.
Hentai,
yeah.
I think there's like a weird wanting of, I don't know, talk about like wanting women to be subjugated, like with the Japanese culture and Japanese porn. There's something about like, oh, I am a virgin. I don't know, like crazy rape shit.
Is the idea of like a prehensile enormous cock something that's maybe attractive to women in general? Okay, good.
No,
I think it's
all
it's
of them. Every single woman wants it. Absolutely, every single.
I think it comes down to
hands down.
A lot of guys.
The choking thing is kind of hot. Not like the I'm dying and my makeup is running down my face thing, but like, you know, a little nice, firm, you know.
Well, definitely.
Firm grasp.
Yeah.
I think everybody finds confidence and control attractive. This has nothing to do with porn, but I remember the first time I saw Rasputina perform. There's this little tiny woman with this gigantic cello between her knees, and she was in total control, and I was like, that is hot. And it's like she's not scantily clad or anything, and she wasn't like the cello was any kind of phallic symbol. Or I say between her knees because that's how you play the cello, but that kind of confidence control. And Joe and I talked about on the last episode about how one of the attractions of MILF porn is you got this woman who's mature enough to know what she wants and tells you what she wants. So it makes sense that, like, when you say choking, there's something to it. It's like, yeah, somebody who's in control and telling you what to do, and you can succumb to that. And, like, I think that totally makes sense. I think that's 100%
Jason, normal. You just like powerful women.
I do. I love powerful women and powerful men. And I like powerful animal. Anyway, and I think the Japanese tentacle porn is just the whole stereotypical Japanese man who's very, very repressed and holds it all in, and he wants to be able to, his penis to be exterior to himself. He can shoot it way, way out and have sex with that woman. He doesn't have to talk to her or embarrass himself or anything. He just, his penis is a tentacle, so.
I wonder if the Japanese women like it, though. Do they like, you know what I mean? Like,
we'll
has anyone ever
slept
with a Japanese girl who's like, oh, fucking, I don't know.
No, I haven't, honey, sorry.
Yeah. I'd be willing to, except for the whole being married thing, so, yeah. But yeah, wow. Japanese culture is the Japanese porn is interesting because there's like a whole thing with the game shows, right, where people are having sex with their moms, but they don't know it.
There's the crying woman thing, too.
Yeah, it's just really
what the fuck is that?
Weird. Like
the woman having sex oftentimes is like on the verge of crying or crying.
Yeah. Yeah, and you don't know, and as an as an American, I don't know if that's just the way she makes sounds when she's having sex, or she's actually distressed in some way. But then there's the whole thing where it's like a guy is having sex with a woman who's doing something completely normal and does not respond to the sex. She just lets him do it. Like, she's doing a newscast and he's eating her box, or she's teaching a class, he's behind her, like, doing it doggy style, but she just keeps on teaching the class, you know. That's just another weird thing. Not weird,
the under the desk thing,
yeah, or just in plain sight, but you know,
just like as if it's not even happening
for her, not happening, yeah, but for him, but she does start to squeak and giggle a little bit because you know, a man can't have sex with a woman without her being moved in some way, right? He clearly he's a stallion, so he's breaking through her ennui, so to speak. I don't know.
I think the weirdest porn I've ever seen, well, the grossest, and I don't understand why it's around, was this, and I don't know why I fucking clicked on it. I don't know. It's scarred in my brain, but this woman had sex with a dog.
Yeah.
Like, the dog.
Good old bestiality.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Literally. Oh, so gross.
Like, why is that? Why? Like, who do you think you are, sir, who uploaded that, or ma'am? Like, what? What?
I think that just goes back to something I was talking about earlier about we in the society have an inexorable connection between sex and shame. And it's like, somebody's like, what's the most shameful thing I can get a woman to do? And then, you know, other people watch and go, yeah, she's such a slut. She'll have sex with dogs. It's like, well, no, actually, you're the one who's an awful human being because you want to see that being done to a person. I mean, I'm not saying that the ends justify the means, but if she's getting paid, good for her. At least she got something out of it, whereas this weirdo who's getting off on it. I mean,
I don't know. I feel like porn then, though, when the internet first came out and all this shit was coming out, I don't know that people were making the money that they're making now.
Oh, of course not. I think you're right. Like, remember, like, Faces of Death and, like, shit like that? Like, you would, all this stuff would come out and you were like, what?
I had to click on it. I regret it all.
I know. I hear you. It's happened to all of us. it's disturbing. I mean, who is it disturbing? It's disturbing to us because I would like to say that we are, you know, somewhat normal.
Right.
But, you know, there's a market for it. And as long as there's a market for it, like, shit's going to be fucked up, man.
That's true. I think you make a good point. Porn is nothing more than the capitalization, you know, like capitalism. It's the capitalism of sex. And sex is fundamental to every human being's nature. And it's just people making money, right? That's how capitalism works. And if you don't
I'm glad it's around. I worry about kids having access to that shit now, though, man.
Well,
right. So maybe we should give, like, a PSA for the youth listener. Guys, we don't look like that.
Yeah, that's not real.
Well,
guys, that's definitely not real.
I hate to break it to you.
Well,
that's not what we look like.
Let me just
love you.
Make a clear. I can ask the two women on the show, but I think this is accurate. Like in a porn, you'll see a guy just pounding away, right? Just going to town for minutes at a time. And I'm pretty sure women don't actually, A, enjoy that, or B, even want that. Now, I don't want you all to give away too much about yourselves because you're individuals, but in general, for women in general, is that true? You don't want a guy pissing for 5 minutes straight? Is that right?
Depends on what kind of sex you're having.
Fair enough. Fair enough. What I mean to say is this.
That's true.
If you both have seen pornography, your average stereotypical porn scene, when you're watching it, do you say to yourself, that's exactly what I want every time? Or is that just like an over-stylized version of the actual thing?
Of course not.
Yeah, no.
Of course not.
And that's what we need to tell the kids. It's like, look, you can watch it and it's interesting, but just the same as when you're watching war movies, that's not how war really works. And that's not how sex works. It's
well, yeah. I worry that, I don't know why I'm worrying about the sexuality of the youth, but I just worry that people think like that's fucking normal, and when they have normal sex,
exactly,
it's not stimulating for right. them.
You right, that, I mean? That's like, why I brought it up. It's like, you know, no, like by we don't look like that, I mean like we don't. That's yeah. not what you should expect,
right?
And
well, I think it goes back to the repression. Here in the United States, we're so prudish that the only way people can learn about the very thing that drives them the most, sex, is through pornography. They don't have access to natural, normal sexual expression, which is just like really tragic because, you know, you're right. Some 18-year-old kid is like, the only thing I know about vaginas is what I've seen in porn. And then he finally gets a girlfriend and it's like, she's not satisfied. He's not satisfied.
Yeah. And then, you know, girls watch it too, and they think that they have to act like that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I mean, the first exposure that I ever had to that was before I had sex. And I used to watch these, like scrambled softcore porn videos.
Yeah.
You know,
thank you for admitting that, Laura. And
I'll
really appreciate
it.
You. And
I was a very sexual child. That sounds gross, but
no,
girls get horny, man.
Yeah, they do. You know, it does not sound gross. No, no, no.
No, it's totally 100% but like, on the up and up.
Yeah. I was watching those scrambled things, too, where, like, all this, it just looked like, you know, wibbly-wobbly static, and then all of a sudden there is a big old dick.
Well, or like and you're afraid, like, someone walks in, like, why are you watching that channel? Oh, I don't know.
That was traumatizing.
But not sure.
During, you know, that stupid softcore porn, it, you know, like the moaning isn't normal, you know.
Yeah.
And for a long time, like, I thought that that's how you have to act during sex, you know.
Yep.
What I mean?
Yep.
And I think it's detrimental to young girls when they watch that shit and they think like that's how they're supposed to act, you
yes.
know.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Out of an appropriate context, pornography can be very, very damaging. I think the same is true for a lot of things, obviously. And the thing about pornography is that I keep saying this, but it goes to a very fundamental aspect of our nature. We all want to fuck. That's just the way it is. And if our only access to what fucking is all about is porn, that can be bad. But then I'm going to go back to those porn stars who do this all the time. And I think yeah. if you had a frank conversation, they say, hey, what I do on screen and what I do when I want to get off, completely different. Yeah, I have orgasms when I'm on screen. These are genitals. I'm not going to not. I'm going to enjoy it while I can. But this is not what a normal relationship is like. When I go home to my husband, I don't ask him to go get a pizza and then come back with his dick stuck through the middle of it so I can suck him off. And then we go and, you know, strap on.
Pizza, I mean, dick.
Every once
that's
in a while.
That's the best thing ever.
That's just rude.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, I can definitely appreciate why some people are like, porn is bad for kids. It's like, yeah, because everything's bad for kids unless they understand the contexts of it and understand all the complications, which most adults don't understand, me included. Yeah, they shouldn't have access to something that goes down to a deep, deep, deep part of them that they can't really control.
Yeah, I think we can all agree that a person, your only education about sex should not be pornography.
Right.
that doesn't right. end well.
And certainly doesn't teach a guy how to, like, make a woman come. That's for goddamn sure.
I learned that lesson the hard way. I'll tell you what.
Well, speaking of coming,
I
wanted to say there was a lost opportunity. So, Shags, I don't know if you heard this, but what? I did this little bit called Sexamy Street.
Yeah. Oh my God! Please play it. I don't know.
Well, if you want to hear it, I think it's at the end of the first porn episode.
Valentine's Day. Okay.
No, it's episode 110.
No. The second porn episode.
Oh, damn it. Because you just said this was the third one. Now you're confusing people.
Right. So it's. Okay, damn it, the last episode, the one just before this.
Okay,
but anyway,
okay.
So,
just real quick, I want to know, Shag, sorry to interrupt, who's your favorite Sesame Street character?
Wow.
I mean, it's a toss-up.
it's about to be ruined.
Yeah.
I mean, I know Bert and Ernie are gay. Like, I've always known it, and I've always loved them, but... I'm just going to go ahead and say that it's Elmo just to be a basic ass bitch because it is Elmo. It is Elmo.
Well, I did come up with a character for Elmo, but I'd left it out and I was going to call him, oh, hell no. But here, let me tell the story. So I came up with a character. It's the Count, right? And I ended up calling him.
Of course it is.
I ended up calling him the Cunt, which I thought was. It was a missed opportunity because I think I should have called him Count Jacula.
Ah, there you go. Yeah.
Right. But anyway, I was recording this thing and it's the Count Jacula and he comes. Okay. He ejaculates. And it took me, I took a lot of different, well, there was many takes and then I ended up presenting what I thought was my favorite one, but I thought I would let you guys hear some of the other takes of Count Jacula.
Okay.
Count ejaculating.
Okay, oh, God.
So here's the first one. Are you ready? Here we go.
One, two, three dicks in your face. Oh, shit.
I know I shouldn't ask this question, but I'm going to ask it anyway, and I don't want an answer, but I'm going to ask it. I have heard Joe do pantomime ejaculating on their show a whole lot, and my question that I don't want you to answer, Laura, is that what he really sounds like? Is that what he really sounds like? Okay, here is outtake number two.
One, two, three dicks in your face. Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
Because Joe was a rock and roll star. He has had his Mr. Happy in several valleys of pleasure in his life. And I just imagine him doing that every time and the woman going, seriously? Really? Okay. All right, here's outtake number three.
One, two, three dicks in your face.
That kind of sounds like Arnold Schwarzenegger a little bit.
Yeah, that's why I didn't use that one.
Yeah, well, Austria, Transylvania.
Oh, no.
It's not a tumor.
Joe, I got to tell you.
Who is your daddy and what does he do?
I got to say I'm impressed, Joe, though, because, like, and I'm going to draw an unfortunate sexual parallel here. I would have been good with just the first one if I had been doing this. It would have been like, done, I'm going to sleep, see ya. But you just kept going. You kept doing takes. So that says something about you and your go-to-ness.
I took it very seriously.
Yeah. That's something else. Hey, we're well past the hour point, but that's okay. You have one more thing that I see on the old jingle palette.
Yeah. Well, at the beginning of this season, the third season of JBC, I said, hey, you know what, Jason? I'm not going to do arguments for cancellation anymore.
Yeah.
If I have an obscenitized song, I'm just going to present it as that. If I have a montage, I'm going to present it as that and take a little bit of pride in my work.
Yeah.
But everything I've come up with so far this season, I've ended up arguing for the cancellation of the program with it. But this time, I just want you guys to hear this montage. It's a porn-tage.
Oh, no.
And I call it Ginas and Whackers and Bush. Oh, my.
All right, here we go.
My nipples. Let's fuck.
I'd have sex with a midget's brother. I don't care.
Was your mother a beaver? Because damn.
We're talking about gigantic, veiny, throbbing penises plunging into deep, wet, gushy vaginas.
As he plunged his purple-headed warrior into her quivering mound of love pudding.
That's Fuck Central 101.
I've got a huge boner here.
I'm going to give you a hand job right now.
And I'm coming everywhere.
I would have given him a hand job.
Unbelievably too much ejaculate.
This kid punched his mom in the balls.
But it was super hot.
How about your nipples?
How about hairy, my nipples?
Hairy on the left, hairy on the right.
Yeah.
Hairy in the middle. Nipples, they're hairy all night. Hairy on the left, hairy on the right.
Yeah.
Hairy in the middle. Nipples, they're hairy all night.
They played hide it in the bush.
In the bush.
In the bush.
A segue into anus.
Butt rupture in Fucktown.
Ah, oh, shit. Ooh, shit. Ooh.
Oh.
Oh, shit. Oh.
Okay.
That was awesome. Hey, can we... Something you did there... Let me turn this down a little bit. We're ending the show. Something you did there, Joe, that I noticed is that when you come, you say, oh, shit. And I'm just wondering... Again, you don't have to... Ladies and gentlemen, you don't have to say what you actually say, but in terms of watching pornography, are there things they say when they're coming that are just like... You either... You're like, oh, yeah, that's what I say. Or you're like, that's just ridiculous. Like when... When they say, oh, shit, I gotta be honest with you, I'm like, no, why are you saying shit? Oh, God, I get. And holy fuck, I get. And I see Jesus and he's turning purple, I get, but...
I don't think I actually say, oh, shit.
I think you said, oh, shit, at least once.
But again, I get caught up in the moment, so I'm not sure. I think it's just really funny.
It is funny.
The idea of someone going, oh, shit.
Yeah.
I was hoping to bring up, have you ever walked in on your significant other watching pornography? And we didn't get to bring that up, so okay. We might have to do a porn 3.
We might. Episode? You know what, Laura?
Porn 3, you know, the never-ending story.
I don't know if you're aware of this, you probably are, but, like, the best porns have several sequels, like Taboo Part 7 and Ass Masters Part 93 and Virgin Sluts Part 14. So for us to do a multiple porn episodes, totally on board.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Gulp Fiction.
Let me continue.
Gulp Fiction.
No, Gulp Diction. That was a one-off. They didn't do a sequel.
It was a one-off. Yeah.
Just be cousins up the butt. Part do.
Do it. Look, no hands, Ma.
Now, remember, Jason, you said maybe we should just change the name of the show to Just Be Fucking.
Yeah, that's right.
That's what it should have. Obviously, that's what this episode should be called. Yeah. But.
Or Just Be Coming.
Yeah, there you go.
She'll be coming around the mountains.
When she comes. Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. So, as this all peters out, favorite porn stars? Anybody? Names? Just let's celebrate the masters, male or female.
Oh my God, I was going to ask you guys your porn names.
Oh, Dick Throbbing? I mean, I don't know.
No, you know how to do it, right?
No, how do you do it?
So it's the first street that you grew up on. Okay. I'm sorry, it's your first pet and the first street that you grew up on that you remember. So it doesn't have to be like your first pet goldfish, but it's like the first pet that you like actually was your family pet and your first street that you like, you know, if you really remember living there. So it's your first pet's name and your first street's name. So mine is Gorgeous Orion.
Oh, that's a good one.
What's first? The street name or the
pet? The pet.
Hey, I think Gorgeous Orion, though, is a male's.
You know what? Don't judge me.
No, I'm not judging you. Hey, I think trap porn is hot. Really, I do. I like the trans stuff. I love it when girls.
Porn?
Yeah, girls with dicks have sex with girls with dicks. I think that's hot.
Yeah, you know
so Gorgeous Orion is good. I like it.
All right, so I got my porn name with that formula.
What is it?
It's Biff Payne.
Oh my, no, it's not.
I grew up on Payne Street in Sevierville.
That's right.
Yeah.
So
I like it.
Joe Blow.
Well, so what's your porn name with that formula?
Mine is Smokey Edgewood.
Nice.
Again, that's another good male one, though, yeah. Right?
Smokey Edgewood does it in the back door.
That's right. I think that Smokey Edgewood and Ruffy Douglas should do like a future gay porn together.
that's yours?
Yeah, Ruffy Douglas. Yeah. Ruffy Douglas.
Okay, that's amazing.
That's a good one.
Yeah. I like it. Awesome, I think we all did well.
Yeah, I think we did. These porn names. I do like a good porny name. I like how they all go together. There's Lexi Bell and Lexi Love and Brandy Love and Brandy Bell. Those are all porn stars. Like, and you can watch them all four having sex with each other at the same time, which is the best thing. It's proof God exists. I'm just saying.
Hey, Laura just found this porn name generator.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Give us some of the names here. What's this one?
This one is Tawny Fuzzy Nuts.
Nice.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
How does it generate the name?
You just type in a name. So let's do Jason.
Yeah. Jason Mark.
Hit me.
Here we go. Generating Jack Dangler.
Oh. That's pretty good.
The Dangler.
Danger Dingler. Yeah.
Just type in Shags and see what happens.
Right. Yeah. I already have a porn name.
Fuzzy Nuts again. Ricky Fuzzy Nuts.
Ricky Ooh, Fuzzy Nuts.
Boy, okay. Why would they do that?
You know what? Because apparently that's what I am.
Yeah. Hey.
That's fine.
The Roik's up ran out, but you are still going. I think that's great. I'm going to go ahead and cut it off, though, because I came like 3 minutes ago. So.
All right. Well, hey, I'm gonna scream this last porn name, and that'll be the end of the show. Ready?
All right, sounds good.
Blondie Jiggler!
Oh, 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 oh. Oh.